It's Wednesday, June 24th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A former Muslim sheikh in eastern Uganda who secretly became a Christian on Christmas Day last year through the testimony of a business colleague decided to tell his family about his new faith just last month, reports International Christian Concern. On May 14th, Marriage in Alupat invited his pastor to his home in Obokoro Village. Alupat, who had two wives, told Morningstar News by phone that he, quote, then revealed his Christian faith to his wives and called on the pastor to explain the gospel so that the church leader could lead his family to faith in Christ. One of his wives and his three children, ages 10, 12, and 14, put their faith in Christ as Lord and Savior, and the other wife declined, end quote. No doubt Alupat echoes the words of Joshua, who urged the Israelites to reject the false gods of Canaan, and declared in Joshua 24, verse 15, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. 3 weeks later, the wife who had rejected Christ left the household and told a Muslim leader of the family's conversion to Christianity. The Muslim leader then told other Muslims that their sheikh had left Islam, prompting them on June 8th to surround Alupat's house at about 11:30 p.m. and set it ablaze. Alupat, his Christian wife, and three children fled through a back door. Morningstar News reports that the Muslim attackers caught the newly converted Christian wife and beat her with sticks, injuring her left hand, her back, and right leg. Thankfully, their Christian neighbors rescued her, bringing her to the Mbali Regional Hospital. The former Muslim sheikh said, quote, we need prayers at this trying moment as the Muslims are out to kill me. My other wife is scheming for my death, end quote. Dear Jesus, please protect Marriage in Alupat, his Christian wife, and their three children from any harm. Amen. The Real Clear Politics average of general election polls finds Joe Biden with a commanding lead that's grown to 9.5 points. On June 10th, Gallup found that Trump's approval rating had plummeted 10 points to 39%. Plus, in May, for the first time, Joe Biden and the Democratic National Committee outraised President Trump and the Republican Party $80.8 million to $74 million, and receipts are on pace to surge even higher in June, reports the New York Times. President Donald Trump said yesterday that he will issue an executive order regarding U.S. historical monuments as the movement to remove memorials that activists consider problematic gains momentum, reports CNN.
We are looking at long-term jail sentences for these vandals and these hoodlums and these anarchists and agitators. They're bad people. They don't love our country, and they're not taking down our monuments. I just want to make that clear.
The federal government has had the power to jail or fine anyone vandalizing or destroying a memorial on federal land for 17 years under the Veterans Memorial Act. Big Apple officials announced their plans to remove a statue of President Teddy Roosevelt from outside New York's Museum of Natural History. The bronze statue has stood there facing Central Park since before the Second World War. Soon it will be gone, reports Fox News. Fox host Tucker Carlson was fit to be tied.
Roosevelt was the most popular president in American history. Roosevelt's virtues mirrored the values of America. He was physically brave, he was profoundly literate, highly self-disciplined, and amazingly energetic. While still a college student, Roosevelt wrote a two-volume history of the War of 1812 that is still in print today. You can buy it on Amazon. He was the youngest president in our history. He saved our economy from corporate monopolies. And by doing that, he made the American middle class possible. He created the national parks, he created the Panama Canal, the Food and Drug Administration. The list of Teddy Roosevelt's achievements fills entire shelves of biographies. Those are in addition to the more than 40 books he wrote himself on topics ranging from Oliver Cromwell to cattle ranching to social justice.
Carlson shared a story the anarchist thugs are probably unaware of.
Personally, Roosevelt was a famously decent man. In 1901, he invited his friend Booker T. Washington to dinner. No African American had ever eaten in the White House. Democrats roared with rage at the idea. For the crime of having a meal with a black man, they attacked Teddy Roosevelt and his wife for the rest of their lives. But Roosevelt never bowed, and he continued cheerfully on.
Carlson explained why the left is upset with the beloved Rough Rider.
Teddy Roosevelt was a hero to millions of Americans. He still is. That's precisely why they're tearing down his statue. They know that if they can force you to watch as they topple your heroes, they have won. There's nothing they can't do next. They can decide how you raise your children, how you vote, what you're allowed to believe. Once they've humiliated you, they can control you. And that's why, across the country, mobs are tearing down America's monuments.
Shame on Sesame Street. In the relentless assault on our children, Sesame Street is promoting sexual perversion to toddlers. Sesame Street officially promoted Homosexual Pride Month on both Facebook and Twitter, featuring an image of multiple Sesame Street characters' arms holding hands in the colors of the rainbow, which has been co-opted by the sodomites, along with the message, quote, "Love always wins, hashtag Pride Month," end quote. This comes on the heels of Sesame Street's decision to feature the dress-wearing homosexual actor Billy Porter, best known as Pray Tell in the FX sodomite ballroom drama Pose. In Matthew 18, verse 6, Jesus said, "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." Defend the innocence of children and sign the petition today chastising Sesame Street for its LGBT indoctrination. A California evangelical church is being forced to sell its property due to a city ordinance that prohibits houses of worship from occupying the first floor of downtown buildings, reports the Christian Post. A federal court in the San Francisco Bay Area recently sided with the city of Salinas, ruling that churches generate limited interest, do not draw tourists, and therefore detract from the city's goals of vibrancy. The church, New Harvest Christian Fellowship, which has rented space along Main Street in Salinas for more than 25 years, bought the building in early 2018 because its congregation outgrew a previously rented space. James 1 verses 2 through 4 says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Corey and Christiana Thomas, who are 17 and 16 respectively, and live in Rainier, Oregon, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. They said, quote, "We are homeschooled high school students. Thank you for putting out The Worldview in 5 minutes. It's very helpful to have a place where we can learn about world events through Christian glasses. We use it as a prayer list and share the news with our family. We are the oldest of 10 children. Even the younger ones enjoy having us explain big things to little people. We're praying for you," end quote. Toward our goal of raising $60,000 by Tuesday, June 30th, to keep The Worldview in 5 minutes on the air, we're trying to raise $55,070 by this Friday, June 26th. Listeners had already pledged $43,260. We're grateful to our new donors, including Linda in San Antonio, who gave $25, as well as Jean in Thomasville, North Carolina, Christy in Galena, Missouri, and Tricia in Chatteroy, Washington, each of whom gave $50. Our thanks to Christine in Escondido, California, Travis in Kingsport, Tennessee, and Laura in Kindy, Michigan, each of whom gave $100. We appreciate Delton in Denver, Colorado, who gave $120, and Josiah in Needmore, Pennsylvania, who gave $150. We were particularly touched by the $201 gift from an entire family in Superior Township, Michigan. Their 6 children each participated. Alexander, age 15, gave $45. Ava, age 14, gave $20. William, age 12, gave $25. Isabel, age 10, gave $6.20. Nora, age 8, gave $3.45. And Providence, age 6, gave $1. Nate and Damaris, the parents, kicked in an additional $100.35. Nate wrote, quote, I just wanted to write to let you know how much our family appreciates the Worldview in 5 Minutes ministry. It is part of our wake-up call each morning when the kids come down for breakfast before the start of the school day. Mom and I find it a good way to keep everyone clued into the news going on around the country and world in a positive way. Our kids were excited to give of their own money as a donation to help keep your newscast on the air. End quote. Wow. Now that was a team effort. Incredible. And we praise God for the generosity of Christopher in Uinta, Utah, who pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a total gift of $300, and Marie Helene in El Dorado Hills, California, who gave $600. Those 12 donations total $1,846. Ready for the new grand total? Drum roll, please. Our new total is $45,106. We are now $9,964 away from hitting our $55,070 goal by this Friday, June 26th. We're on the last lap. Can you help us cross the finish line? I need to find 17 listeners to pledge $25 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $300, and another 8 listeners to pledge $50 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $600. Please, go to theworldview.com, click on Give on the top right, and select the correct dollar amount. Don't forget to click on the box to make it a recurring donation if that's your wish. What would God have you do? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, June 24th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.